And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning. Welcome to the House of Wellness. It's lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. My name's Jo Stanley. As always, I'm joined by Gerald Quickly. Hello, GQ.
Good morning, Jo.
And Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Lovely to see you also.
You too. Morning all.
Morning, Jo.
Well, I will say September is one of my favourite months, but it is also a very important month because it is, it's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And, Gerald, I know that we talk about this fairly regularly.
We do.
But I didn't know that prostate cancer has become our most common cancer in Australia.
There's a lot of misconceptions, particularly from the males. You know, we're normally fairly laid back about most things. But this gets to the point of being ridiculous, that you could probably line up four men and two would say, yes, I'm aware of the role of a prostate. I'm aware that things can go wrong in time. And I get regular PSA checks. And the other two would say, oh, no, I've heard, my mate says, I've read, I see cartoons about this. Every time I see a rubber glove, I think, oh, no. It's not like that, chaps. We have moved on. This is 2022, and there are a lot more things now that we know and understand about where prostate cancer fits, but the important thing, as our expert will tell us, is you get regular checks. Nothing to fear. Regular checks.
And there really is the technology, as you know, Joe, the technology's changed. Even hormone therapy's changed. So it's not quite as invasive and overwhelming where I think a lot of men, even men my age, you know, I'm 44, I still get a lot of my male friends and I'm saying, have you had your prostate checked? And they still believe it's an invasive process as well. And the risks are so much higher than if you've had a family member, you know, genetically who's had prostate cancer, your risks increase as well. So doing the research, and I think it's going to be really great to have a chat today about that, just expand the conversation a little bit more.
Yes,
and destigmatise it.
Absolutely. 18,000 Australian men will be newly diagnosed each year. 18,000.
But that's okay because the diagnosis is there early, Jo, and then steps to, and the treatment is, Zoe's just mentioned, the treatments are completely different now.
Yeah. So Professor Jeff Dunn, CEO of the Prostate Cancer Awareness Foundation of Australia, is joining us to talk about the symptoms, the risk factors and the survival rate, which, as you say, Gerald, the good news is prostate cancer has one of the highest survival rates.
That's right. So here's the balance.
Yes. We'll also find out about the Immunisation Coalition, a not-for-profit group which offers loads of information on vaccines from whooping cough through to COVID-19. I must say, I wasn't aware how many different immunisations there are.
We do have a lot. And it's funny, that's topic number two, to help educate people that vaccinations play a role and save lives.
So Dr. Brad McKay, a spokesperson for the Immunisation Coalition, is going to be joining us as well to very important topics we'll be covering off: sports nutrition and how to fuel your body when you're training a little bit harder for your fitness. For those of us who might be training harder, I'm not including myself in that, to be honest. And also,
I love you've got that slightly guilty face, Jo.
Not at all. I'm coming from a place of true self-acceptance in that. And also the role of ubiquinol and what it the role that it plays in our heart health.
So much to talk about.
So much.
Busy hour.
Give us a call, 131-873, with any questions that you might have as well, whether it's what you eat, a supplement to take, how to ease a symptom that you might be experiencing, whatever it might be. Give us a call, 131-873. Gerald and Zoe are both here to answer your questions. Or perhaps you have a question about prostate health, because I know, Gerald, you do often answer questions about prostate.
Lots of times from blokes who just aren't quite sure.
So 131-873 is the number. Next up, prostate cancer and how we can improve its survival rate.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What if there was a way you could save young lives while saving the planet? Introducing Unlabeled, a range of cruelty-free, vegan and ethically sourced skincare products made from 100% recycled post-consumer waste plastic. But here's the best part. 100% of all profits from the sale of Unlabeled products go towards preventing youth suicide. So try Unlabeled the next time you need to top up your hand wash. It's just $8.99 at Chemist Warehouse and includes essential oils like lemon myrtle, sandalwood and eucalyptus. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy Ubiquinol 300mg from $47.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
The number is 131873. We will get to your calls in just a minute. But first, every 22 minutes here in our country, one of our fathers, sons, brothers or husbands will hear the news that he has prostate cancer. It is an alarmingly high number. So we're very pleased to welcome Professor Jeff Dunn, the CEO of the Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning and good morning to your listeners.
I know it might sound like an obvious question, but could you explain what prostate cancer is?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you might think it sounds obvious, but we know from our own research that many men out there, well, many people, including their partners and loved ones, don't know what it is. I mean, prostate cancer essentially is abnormal cell growth in the prostate gland, which is a gland in fallopian tubes. It's tucked down there in the bladder and the rectum, and it's obviously important in reproduction. It produces fluid, important reproductive activity. Prostate cancer, in many men, is slow growing, and it can be contained within the prostate gland itself. And in some cases, of course, it can be faster growing and spread outside the prostate cancer when it spreads, and that's when it's called metastatic cancer.
Professor Dunn, it's quite interesting. My father got prostate cancer, recovered. Mm-hmm. I had a young friend of mine get prostate cancer.
Yeah.
Obviously, it doesn't discriminate, but are there people who are more susceptible than others to getting prostate cancer?
Well, you're right. It does not discriminate. And, you know, men of all ages are subject to getting prostate cancer. However, there are two risk factors, by and large. I mean, essentially, the older men get, the more likely they are, or the more at risk they are to get prostate cancer. So the average age of getting prostate cancer in Australia is, you know, mid-60s. But that doesn't mean that men in their 30s don't get it either, if you know what I mean. I think that's certainly one issue. The second issue about prostate cancer is about family history. So if you're a fellow out there and you've got a father or a brother, an uncle who has prostate cancer, you're more likely to get the disease. In fact, your risks are probably double. If you've got more than one family relative, that can be up to five times. So essentially, it's a disease which is more common in older men, and if you have a family history, your risk factors are higher.
Jeff, every now and again you must feel that trying to educate men is almost like going back to kindergarten, because there seems to me to be two elementary issues where over the years we're just not quite nailing it. One is testing. There is this extensive belief that the only way to be tested for prostate cancer is a digital examination, and that puts perspiration on the upper lip of most men. And the other is treatment. Anecdotally, you hear comments from people that perhaps have had treatment and they've had issues along the way, and that it puts the fear of God into blokes who say, goodness me, so if I get a positive diagnosis, are you telling me this is where I'm going to end up? How do we correct all of that in an easy-to-understand way for blokes and get their partners involved in it as well?
You know, you're so right. And can I just say up front, this is why, you know, opportunities like talking with you on your show make such a difference, because we just do have to raise awareness. And, you know, the first-line test now, the first-line activity for prostate cancer, talk to your GP. So if you're like 50 years older, and if you're 40 years of age and you've got a family history, talk to your general practitioner. So for most men, this will be a blood test. Yeah. It may involve, you know, a physical examination, which may not be a DRE, It may be just a clinical examination, some sort of discussion with your GP. And it may involve, depending on your age and how you present and what the blood test says, it might be some sort of test like an MRI, which are very common now in diagnostic procedures for prostate cancer. And ultimately, it may lead to a biopsy to confirm a diagnosis. But you're right. The first line test now is not, the recommendations are not a DRE. And in terms of treatment, you know, we've come such a long way in 30 years. Do you know, a stat, and truly, like prostate cancer is now the most common cancer diagnosed in Australia, the most common. And that, you know, that figure, it's an unenviable title. Let's say it's not a title anyone would like, but it is the most common cancer diagnosed in Australia. And in the past 30 years, our survival rates, 5-year survival rates for prostate cancer, have gone from about 60% to 95%. So this is a magnificent jump in terms of, you know, from a public health perspective. It's terrific. It doesn't mean we don't want it to be 100%, and that's what we're working towards. And treatments these days, you know, look, for sure, it's a cancer, and there are some treatments which may over time have some, you know, side effects and some morbidities. But our treatment survival rates are some of the best in the world. Our clinicians and our health systems are some of the best in the world. If you're a bloke out there, you're 50 years of age, talk to your GP. If you've got a family history, do so at 40. And, of course, if you've got symptoms at any time, go to your GP straight away.
Good.
And, Jeff, also I think that now we're speaking so much more about it, the support is there for men as well.
Oh, 100%. And I think, you know, we've noticed, and you will have seen, and your listeners will have seen, you know, much more discussion out there, much more reporting, a greater willingness. And, you know, if we're going to beat prostate cancer, it's not just our doctors and our nurses, our allied health professionals, our researchers, who are the best in the world, among the best in the world, no question. But it is conversations around, you know, the family dinner table at barbecues. You know, when groups get together, family members get together, talking about this stuff. Have you, you know, if you've got a family history, did you know Uncle Joe had this? Oh, no, well, I'll talk to your general practitioner.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a bit of pain down below. Well, talk to your GP. Don't waste time.
Do something.
Yes. And also, I would recommend the Prostate Cancer Foundation Australia website. It's a fantastic resource. There's great support there. Website is pcfa.org.au. Yes, if you have symptoms, do go and see your GP very quickly. What are those symptoms to look out for, Jeff?
Oh, well, if you're a fellow out there, listen, if you've got unusual frequency in going to the urinal, if you've got pain when you pass urine, if you've got blood in your semen or your urine, if you've got unexplained swelling or pain or lethargy, see your GP immediately, but please, 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 don't wait for the symptoms because, you know, quite often prostate cancer can develop before symptoms do.
Yeah.
You know, if you're 50 or over, or if your family history 40, talk to your GP.
Thank you so much. It's been wonderful to have you, Professor Jeff Dunn, CEO of Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia. Thanks, Jeff. You have a great Sunday.
You as well. Thank you very much.
Next up, plant-based sports nutrition for the serious athletes amongst us, plus your calls, 131 873. That's next.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. INC Plant Crunch Bars are only $1.79 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Joe Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Let's get to some calls. Domenica from Liverpool, good morning.
Good morning, Domenica. No, not necessarily, Domenica. Yes. Not necessarily. It's not inevitable at all. An untreated enlarged prostate is very uncomfortable. It does need investigating because, in fact, it can obstruct urine flow. So it's often one of those early symptoms that you've picked up, and probably the bloke in bed beside you is up often going to the bathroom because of this, because you have poor bladder emptying. So this is an opportunity to take him along. He'll have a blood test, discuss the enlarged prostate with his GP, and life will go on. But it is not inevitable at all. Please be reassured about that.
Thanks so much, Domenica, and all the best with that. Margaret from Westlake, good morning.
Morning, Margaret.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, I'd like to ask about my husband flying after having several nosebleeds and being rushed into hospital on several occasions, and he's had his nose cauterized twice. But I was having coffee this week with a lady who was an air hostess and a nurse, and she said, you should not fly at all, Margaret. The pressure in the plane would be quite dangerous for your husband's nose. What do you think about that, Paul?
I think you would discuss that, Margaret, with his GP. If the blood vessel's been cauterized, that should reduce the risk dramatically of any unexpected bleed. And a bleed from the nose is quite dramatic because it's right there in front of you. So to have that discussion with your GP, there may be other ways. You may have to come to Melbourne. We'd be delighted to see you. You may have to come some other way. But look, take it up with your GP. Don't stress about it. Have that discussion.
And Ken from Footscray, good morning.
Hi, Ken.
How are you? Yeah, I've got groin on my left-hand side, upper, and the doctor felt it and everything and said, no, I can't say anything. I get the pain all the time.
You could have torn a muscle, Ken. If he's had a bit of a feel around there, he's obviously eliminated the possibility of a hernia, which can be quite common in men. Look, you can take anti-inflammatories, and Zoe will give us some thoughts on anti-inflammatory foods, but you can take turmeric to reduce the inflammation and the pain. You can take magnesium to relax any tension in that muscle up in the upper groin. But if it persists, Ken, don't ignore it. Go along and have it checked again, because it could be something just developing there.
And the good thing when it comes to anti-inflammatories, they're so easy to actually add into the diet and they taste good. So you really increase your omega-3 fatty acids and 6 and 9s in there as well. We look at something called EPA and DHA. Primarily it's the DHAs that we're actually wanting to increase. So these are in oily fish. There are nuts and seeds in the diet. You can add hemp seed into it. I make a fantastic salad dressing, which is literally hemp seed, a little bit of olive oil, lemon juice and some apple cider vinegar. Whisk it up, pop it on a salad and pop it. But it's something that needs to be in at least every single dish. You need to be adding these good fats into the diet.
Well, now, Gerald, there are those of us who are content to keep our activity to low impact.
I
would include myself in. I love low impact. Yes. But some of us have a real passion for fitness, whether it's daily gym workouts or morning jogs, or some very amazing people training for half marathons or marathons. So we wanted to ask you about what support can be given to these athletes amongst us in reaching performance goals.
We normally talk then protein, don't we? And most people, when they think protein, think they've got to load up with all the animal protein that's about, particularly red meat, and that does play a role for iron levels. But there are now amazing plant-based protein powders that you can buy. What we look for, in a plant-based, first of all, approved. So it's got to be Vegan Australia certified, so it's free of non-plant ingredients, and it's got to be Informed Sports certified. So it means it's rigi-dig. It's not something that's just you've come in off the internet, along with freedom from artificial colours, flavours and sweeteners. Now, and it's important if you're going to be training to do that, but also to remember protein is for core strength. So if you've got issues with core strength, the risk of an unaccepted and an unexpected fall is very high. Adding some protein every day is a great way of just increasing your core strength. There's the options. There's the animal-based ones, and there are the plant-based ones. So, and they're very pleasant to take, very easy, mix well and very tasty.
And Joe, it is quite interesting. I mean, I can contest my husband gets up at 3:45 every morning and trains for 2 hours, and it did take time to kind of educate him about the, you know, the positive effects of plant-based protein in the diet. Do you see better results with the plant-based or, you know, whey-based protein when you actually are recommending these products?
Everybody's different, Zoe, and really it's a personal thing. It's funny, isn't it? If you train well and your fitness improves and your performance improves, whatever you're taking will be the best thing. But there are those who really are very concerned about taking other than plant-based. Now we've got pleasant-tasting, well-formulated, vegan-certified, informed sports-certified, so safe to take at any age. But whatever, whether you're training or you're just worried about core strength, there's now an option, Joe.
And how are we taking it?
Well, we mix it just with water. Mm. There's berry flavour is probably the easiest of them all. Very pleasant.
Mm. We actually made our plant-based protein pancakes this morning.
Oh, there you really?
Go. In my house, yeah, so it was very easy. It was just a little bit of olive oil in it. We put our plant-based protein. We put a bit of flour. I did actually add an egg, so I did like the binding, a bit of extra protein.
Well, it could be Emily. A vegetarian chook.
Yeah.
I love it. Thanks so much for that explanation, Gerald. Well, next up, we'll get more of your calls, plus an important message from the Immunisation Coalition.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Can a plant-based diet give you the nutrients you need to perform at your best? Absolutely. INC plant protein is packed with 25 grams of plant-based protein per serve and a complete amino acid profile with up to 5.5 grams of BCAAs. Together, these ingredients work to help support muscle growth, recovery and repair. It also happens to taste great and is available in delicious chocolate, vanilla and berry flavours. Power your performance with INC plant protein for just $23.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy Ubiquinol 300 milligram from $47.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, chances are that you haven't heard of the Immunisation Coalition. It's a not-for-profit group championing the education for immunisation for all Australians right now. And joining us on the line is one of the champions of its cause, Dr. Brad Mackay. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, guys.
Tell us, where's the need come from to create the Immunisation Coalition?
Look, it is a bunch of geeks getting together. We've been gathering since about 2006. But the main reason is because we sort of see that vaccination is one of the most important things that health professionals can do. It sort of saves so many lives. Just rolling out vaccines and getting everybody protected is just super important. So even if we're just looking at COVID, last year the World Health Organization was sort of saying that vaccines have saved more than like 20 million lives around the world. So that's just like a sample of what we do.
Brad, it's quite interesting because obviously the topic of vaccination was never really on our lips like it is today. There's such a misconception out there. I mean, there's a lot of fear-mongering about the heavy metal components that go into it and the effect that it can actually have on ourselves and our children. Can we clear up some of those things? Because I'm very much a supporter of immunisation.
Good. Yeah, well, that was one of the other things as well, is that there has been a lot of misinformation that gets out there. If you're talking about like heavy metals, there has been sort of like some suggestion that there's heavy metals being used in vaccines, and so we don't want to poison our children. But when we really look at the data and the evidence, that's not the case. We don't have mercury that's going to poison our children. The vaccines are very safe to use, and there are plenty of studies to show that they work and that they are very, as well tolerated as possible and as safe as possible to roll them out into the community.
Brad, there's certainly no doubt that the queries and concerns and social media about COVID has meant that we've got to really go back to basics to educate the benefits of vaccination at all levels. Do you feel that this has impacted on, say, infant vaccinations and childhood vaccinations when the evidence is clear, or HPV for the teenagers? All of these things now, we've almost got to start again to educate, not so much to mandate, but to educate. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, so a lot of the misinformation just sort of exponentially exploded when COVID came on the scene, and particularly having a new technology, so having mRNA vaccines, that really sort of like scared a lot of people. They weren't sure about the technology. But what we are finding is that we now have a range of different vaccines that we can have. So there are protein-based, there are mRNA-based. There's going to be a whole lot of other vaccines coming along down the line. And so, part of what we're keen for people to do is have a chat with their doctor about it. And if they do have concerns about particular vaccines, then look at other ones that may be of a better option for them.
Can you just quickly explain how a vaccine works? Because I think, again, people think that you're basically injecting a disease into someone, but can you explain?
Yeah, so there's a wide range of different vaccines out there. So some of the vaccines are protein-based, as I mentioned, and so that sort of just displays so a particular shape that's consistent with a bacteria or a vaccine or a virus that your body can learn to identify and then kill off. So it's not actually introducing the infection into your system. It's introducing part of that infection, so something that your body can recognise and then help us to get rid of it. So with the mRNA vaccines, it's a bit of a weird, tricky way. So the mRNA is like genetic material that goes into your cells. Your cells then change it into the spike protein. So there's actually no COVID or no SARS-CoV-2 that's in the vaccine itself. But your body replicates it and then teaches your white cells how to destroy it, so they can get on board and stop you from getting incredibly sick from a horrible infection.
And Brad, the message really is to not be complacent, isn't it?
Yeah, this is one of the things. So if you're not having your boosters, if you're not up to date with your vaccinations, whatever they are, then it does put you at risk. We're even seeing low rates of vaccination for polio at the moment over in New York. Mm. And so we're starting to see like polio spreading in some areas. So we've really got to be vigilant. And this is one of the things that we are very conscious of, that if vaccination rates start to drop, so if they're getting under 95% of the population being vaccinated for a whole variety of diseases like measles or mumps, then we see little fires popping up, so little explosions of infections around those groups in the population. And so at the moment, we are sort of like asking people to get their vaccines for COVID particularly. So only about 72%, just under, of the eligible population have had their third vaccine for COVID. So that's about 28% of people who haven't got their third vaccine. And so that leaves a lot of the population really, really vulnerable to severe disease. We are sort of like suggesting that, if you're going to be going out, if people are dropping their masks from now, if you're going to be getting out there into the world, then make sure you've had that third vaccine. So make sure you're up to date with your boosters for COVID.
Wonderful. And there's lots of information of all the different kinds of vaccinations there at immunisationcoalition.org.au. Thank you so much, Brad.
Thanks for chatting.
Thanks, Brad.
Have a great Sunday. Next up, a critical conversation about healthy hearts, as well as we'll get to a couple more calls, 131-873. That's on The House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. INC Plant Crunch Bars are only $1.79 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's time for A to Z of Vitamins, and Gerald, we have to ask, because it's so important, what can we do to support our cardiovascular system and energy production?
We often talk, Joe, about the benefits of coenzyme Q10, and for years and years and years, and the research started in Japan, we knew that coenzyme Q10 as a nutrient, and it's not really an enzyme, so it was focused really in heart muscle, which is one of the hardest working organs in our body. We now know there is a ready-to-use form of coenzyme Q10, and that is called ubiquinol. So it's more readily absorbed. We just cannot get enough of this stuff from our diet. It's impossible. So if you find that fatigue is an issue, if you find that you need energy production anywhere, and remembering that every single muscle in our body is loaded with mitochondria, these are the energy-producing cells in our body, they actually are responsible for energy production. They need coenzyme Q10 in the ready-to-use form as ubiquinol every day. And there's no getting around it. So whether you're an athlete or whether you're not an athlete, if
just
fatigue is an issue, a busy mum,
exactly.
A busy mum and wannabe athlete, then considering, and what you do is you give it a run and see if it makes a difference to your energy level, say, over 6 weeks, because not many people actually feel that they don't get benefit. And it really has, I've seen some quite remarkable changes in people's energy, vitality, and therefore you want to do more stuff. So give it, get some advice on it. adverse effect free, interaction free, no problem.
And the A to Z of vitamins is brought to you by Go Healthy's Go Ubiquinol 300 milligram, a convenient, easy to absorb formulation to help support heart health. Let's get to our one or two quick calls. Good morning, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Good morning. At the risk of sounding like a hypochondriac, edging to 60, I'm wondering, is there telltale signs pre-heart attack? Like, you know, you get the twinge in the arm, the odd little tingle. Like, is there a build-up to it, or is it just one big...
First of all, Mary, you don't stress about things like this. So angina attack, normally it's pain down the left arm, usually during exercise. So there are some triggers where your heart has to beat harder to actually circulate blood. Now, if you're concerned about your general cardiovascular health, then what you do, have an assessment by your doctor. He'll give you a checkup. He'll check your heart. He may even put you on an exercise machine to check that as well, do you a stress test. But you don't stress about it. Just go along, have a chat, and then you get a line in the sand and see where you are.
All the best there, Mary. Jason from Balmain, good morning.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, how you doing? Good. Yeah, I'm a artist from the age of 12 to 55. I got sciatica about 10 years ago. Lasted 3 months. It was really, really bad. I've got it again now. I've had it for about 9 weeks, and it's in my buttocks and in my ankle. What foods can I eat that will create magnesium if I don't take magnesium tablets, and what can I do to fix it?
Well, there's no easy solution, Jason, and Zoe will give you some suggestions for food, but remember, this is referred pain. You've got a spinal issue and there's pressure on a spinal nerve, and that's what's causing the referred pain in your buttocks and often goes down the back of your leg. It won't go away until that underlying cause is attended to and you learn to live with it. But the and you can take magnesium, certainly. I don't think you get anywhere near enough magnesium in food. If you feel you want to give magnesium a crack, then get a supplement in capsule form, take it at night. And if you want also a supplement in turmeric, buy the capsules to take a couple of times a day. And Zoe will give you some anti-inflammatory ranges as well.
We look at anti-inflammatory, we often talk about all the oily fish and things like that, but one of the underlying causes or exacerbator is stress. It increases our C-reactive protein pathways as well. So taking things like ashwagandha is amazing, but lots of berries and colourful fruits and vegetables, but again, lots of those good oils in the diet. But exactly like Gerald said, magnesium is something that's a water-soluble vitamin. It's best taken a couple of times, morning and night, to really get the effect. It's cumulative, it builds up, but looking at it for 6 weeks, and again, unfortunately, you just can't get enough from your diet.
And get an assessment by a physio or a chiropractor or osteopath, someone to get, sort out that underlying issue.
And we've got time for Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Hello, Kathy.
Hi, good morning, Gerald. How are you?
Good, thanks. How can we help?
Yeah, my husband's been diagnosed with short-term memory loss. Mm-hmm. And he's taking vitamins, but it's giving him bowel issues, so we don't know where to go from here.
What vitamins is he taking, Kathy?
Ginkgo biloba was one, and Sovenaid, the one that you mentioned.
Sovenaid, yes, okay. Well, the evidence clearly says that Sovenaid will reduce that mild cognitive decline by about 60%. That's the evidence. I wouldn't worry too much about the ginkgo. I don't think that's causing the bowel issues. But why don't you drop me an email, houseofwellness.com.au, Kathy. Give me exactly the ginkgo, the brand, and the strength that he's taking, and if there's an option that I can suggest, I will.
And if you're just wanting to help to support bowel motions as it is, I mean, slippery elm powder is fantastic, and something called gurum gum, it helps with butyrate, which basically is a short-chain fatty acid. It helps to feed the bacteria in the colon as well. So we're looking at it from two perspectives, and again, you know, making sure you've got enough juices and water and just natural fibre coming into the diet.
What were they called again, sorry?
Slippery elm powder. Yeah. So it's got something called a polysaccharide. So basically what it does, it's like an anti-inflammatory within the gut. It builds the gut lining, so it's barrier-based, so it helps with inflammation. And the other one, it's an Australian legume called gurum gum. So it's doing lots and lots of research. It's even with people have things like FODMAP. There's been big results with actually increasing some of those different fibres into the diet.
All righty. Well, thank you so much to all of our callers today. Houseofwellness.com.au is the website if you'd like more information, and also that Ask tab, houseofwellness.com.au. We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Feeling low on energy? Try Go Healthy Pro Activated B Complex from Chemist Warehouse. Formulated with activated vitamin B5, B6 and B12, it helps support energy production, nervous system health and a healthy stress response in the body. Go back to being your energetic self with Go Healthy Pro Activated B Complex in a convenient one-a-day dose for just $22.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy Ubiquinol 300 milligram from $47.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's been lovely to spend the last hour with you. We would love you to head along to Channel 7 today at midday to check out more House of Wellness. House of Wellness TV is back. There's a beautiful story in this episode about the female Afghan soccer team who fought to leave Afghanistan, and they made their way to Australia. It's the most incredible story because they were really, it was touch and go whether they would even get here in the end.
And all their families are still there. So they're, what an amazing thing to escape from that environment. One said she was sending money back to try and look after her family as well. But the joy that sport, in this case soccer, brought to these girls, amazing.
Very beautiful.
Phenomenal, isn't it? We really have a very lucky life, don't we, when we put it in perspective?
Well, absolutely, because for them it was very dangerous for them to be playing soccer over there.
So, and they won't be able to go back to that country, will they?
No. Also, there's some wonderful remedies on the show for New
Yes, I chat about things, particularly liver health. I know we like to look after our livers. I know you do, Joe, very, very much. And look, liver health we take for granted, but from an environmental toxicity perspective, our livers work overtime.
How's your liver, Zoe?
My liver is always getting supported and getting a workout.
Well, it's great to have you. We'll see you all next week. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse.